Ever wonder how much you're worth? Bezos says it's $2 per month. Thinner, lighter, faster, and now more secure. And MSPs say yes to IaaS. These stories and much more on today's episode of MSP Dispatch.
Today's episode of MSP Dispatch is presented by A Very Merry MSP Holiday. 25 days of giveaways of amazing gifts for MSPs near and far. Simply register for a chance to win, then, beginning December 1st, each day we will randomly select a winner of that day's gift. To learn more or register to win, visit go.oit.co/Christmas.
Good morning and welcome to the December 9th episode of MSP Dispatch, your source for news, community events, and commentary in the MSP channel. I'm Ray Orsini, joined as always by my co-host, Mr. Tony Francisco. How you doing, Tony?
Excellent. In the yellow, for those in the audio.
In the yellow, on fleek. You can't ask for a better day.
Wait, hold on. That's good.
So,
what would make it a better day, though?
Well, what would make it a better day is if we played a game. Like, you remember Simon Says from when you were a kid?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, did you know today is National Simon Day?
Get out of here.
And we have some pictures of some very well-known Simons. Do you know this Simon?
Is he coming? Is he our guest?
No, he's not our guest. We're not there yet, brother. We're almost. We're not there yet. This is Simon Cowell, right? And then we have another Simon. Who's the next one? Any clue who this is? I have no clue who this is.
Simon Baker. Baker?
Oh, there you go. Simon Baker. Good job. All right. We got one more. Let's see what else we got. Ooh. Oh, wait. There's a famous Simon. There's Simon Escobar, our own producer of MSP Dispatch. So, and there's Simon as a hobbit, also when we were a seven figure for Halloween. And, yeah. And fun fact, that picture with the beard is what I did on Lenza to get such a full, luscious beard when I did the pictures. But congratulations to you and all the Simons out there in MSP land. But for now, what do you say we get into that thing you like to get into?
Let's get into the news. Let's do it. Jumping right into my first story from Gizmodo.com. Amazon will pay you $2 a month to monitor your phone traffic. Amazon, founded by Jeff Bezos, has a trade offer for you. Amazon will monitor your phone data to verify ads, and in exchange, you get $2 a month. Business Insider reported the news yesterday, citing Amazon's shopper panel, which is hyper-exclusive and invite-only, while also featuring an ad verification program. The Amazon shopper panel offers users $10 to submit 10 receipts, as well as earn reward points by completing surveys for the company. The Shopper Panel website reads, "The Shopper Panel is an opt-in, invitation-only program where participants can earn monthly rewards by sharing receipts from purchases made outside of Amazon.com, completing short surveys, and enabling ad verification for the ads they see from Amazon's own advertising or third-party businesses that advertise through Amazon ads." Ray, I've got some questions for you. If I pay you $3 a month, can I look at all of your data traffic on your phone? And it's a 50% increase. Jeff Bezos, I beat him by 50%.
See, while I initially want to scream and say, no, I would never give you for any amount of money. And then Amazon Prime keeps going up every year. And that's like, what, $135 now a year, right? So like, Netflix, give me a $25 discount on Prime. Yeah. Maybe we're talking, you know? I mean, I get it. We're the ones that rant and rave about security practices and privacy and don't let anybody see your stuff. And then we put our dumb faces on YouTube and we do this show. We do a bunch of other stuff and we put ourselves out there. So I kind of fall back to there's no real privacy anyway. I don't know. What about you? Would you, for that $2, would you holler at Jeff Bezos?
So, there's kind of a rule of thumb, and you know, coming out in the industry that I'm in a hosted service distribution, you know, offering where you offer something from a vendor and you spray and pray, meaning you just offer it and your customers consume it without any advertising, not a single word. you have a 2% market penetration rate. That's just what we've, it's a 1.8 to 2.3. So a 2%, you can kind of count on that. With advertising, you have different levels of penetration and different levels of effectiveness based on the advertising. And that consumption, of course, increases the cost per gross ad, the CPGA, decreases the CPGA, and the cost per user goes up, or the average revenue per user, And the point I'm trying to make out of all of this is, even if it's a bad idea, people are going to consume it. It's fascinating. Offer it and people can consume it. But let's take for a moment to admire the fact that he's specifically chasing ideas to improve his business, to extend outside of his current ecosystem and offering. What are you looking at? What have you purchased outside of Amazon? And let's figure out how to penetrate that market. Maybe if there's a very low hanging fruit of a particular item that people are purchasing outside of Amazon, maybe they can increase their revenue substantially with minimal effort. And this is just data aggregation. So that I admire what he's doing, or that particular strategy. Of course it doesn't, we're kind of immune to that for $2. I still in my heart really, really want to believe that for $3, you actually thought about it for a moment.
I would. For $3, I mean, $3 a month, that gets us a couple drinks at the bar every year. I mean, later in the day, some swill, some good shots for like $1 each. No, I mean, this just goes to prove a point. And for the MSPs that are out there, like, why do we care? The reason, well, one, if your clients are getting these emails, you need to be able to talk to your clients about them. But two, I think it highlights that, and the reason I wanted to do this story today is because this highlights that data is the gold rush. I've said this over and over again, data in 2022, and it's not brand new. It's the last couple of years, it's been building, but data is the gold rush right now. This is the Wild West. Everybody's collecting as much as you can possibly collect. The big enterprises understand exactly the value of data. I'd like to see that spill into the MSP space. We're getting into it with the Power BI stuff. Their dashboards are not new, right? But the quality of the data in those dashboards and the sources from which you're getting the data, the multiple sources, that's the real genius behind it. And I'd love to see what MSPs are doing with that kind of data. Would you give a discount if you got more data? I don't know. I don't know how that part plays into MSP land, but, at least on the data, whatever. But let us know in the chat. Let us know in the comments. Let us know what you think. Would you give up that $2 to Bezos for a little bit of phone traffic?
What about $3?
Or $3 to Tony.
Speaking of ways to infiltrate a business model or infiltrate something in general, there's other ways to protect from being hacked or being a little bit more secure, right?
Absolutely. And if you're on the other side of the camp where you care about your data security and your privacy, this second top story in the security realm will delight you. Apple is ready to roll out new cybersecurity features in an article written by Maria Deutscher for SiliconANGLE. Apple recently announced its plans to introduce three new cybersecurity features that better protect users' data: advanced data protection, the iMessage contact key verification, and security keys for Apple ID. According to the company, it will release advanced data protection first, a feature that will let users protect their files in iCloud using end-to-end encryption. Apple already provides end-to-end encryption for 14 data types, but the new feature will add 9 more data types, including files from its Photos and Notes apps. Unfortunately, the protection it provides will not include iCloud Mail, contacts, and calendar services because of technical constraints. The iMessage contact key verification allows users to verify an eye contact using a password called contact verification code. It also alerts users if Apple detects hackers attempting to eavesdrop. The last feature Apple announced is called security keys for Apple ID and will enable users to log into their Apple ID accounts using a hardware security key, a device used for 2FA. Apple said that it makes for a more secure alternative to the conventional login credentials because, unlike passwords, hackers can't steal a piece of hardware in a data breach. The tech giant said it's set to launch advanced data protection in the U.S. by the end of 2022. iMessage contact key verification and security keys for Apple ID capabilities will roll out next year. So I saw a video by Marques Brownlee. talking about how Apple is extremely good at not coming out first with features, but waiting for features to mature and then doing them better. Now, Tony, I know you're also a user of these little YubiKeys, right? For MFA. Does Apple coming out with, I love Apple's pressing on security. They're hard on security, but do you see anybody actually buying an Apple hardware token?
Listen, I had the GPS, the little tile, you know, for my keys and my luggage and
the AirTag thing, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you have tile. You have something else?
Had past tense tile. And I said, no, why would you, I'm not going to need anything other than tile. Got rid of my tile the moment those AirTags I actually used. I purchased one just to see, and it's kind of a no-brainer. So as much as I would love to say, no, I'm not going to buy an Apple key. Why would I do? Was it foretelling the future is extremely – I know of no way of foretelling the future but by the past. Consequently, that says, so it looks like I'm going to be buying some Apple hardware keys pretty soon.
I mean, but that's the thing, right? Like, I'm with you. I'm the first to say, no, I would never let Bezos pay me $2 a month to see everything I do. But I do have tiles. I do, you know, with all the gear, you and I are gearheads. We have tons of gears and, you know, stuff all over the place. So I have tiles and certain stuff, and we travel. So it makes sense. I do recognize that Tile has a major shortcoming, that the Tile network is only people that have the Tile app installed. The Apple AirTag is anybody with an anything.
Yep.
So iPhone, iPad,
yep.
MacBook, you name it, and you're feeding into the AirTag network. That's a big deal.
That was my deciding. That was literally my influencing moment when I realized the connectivity was not based on Bluetooth availability with the Tile, but with the involvement of the app. And that was far more limited with the Tile as opposed to Apple is just ubiquitous. I mean, it's there or not. And I'm really, really excited to hear about Apple continuing that pursuit for security measures. They continue to evolve their product line, their server line, their desktop line has always been top notch. And if they continue that direction and they're going to move forward in the enterprise world, you have companies like Adigy who are just kicking ass on the management and monitoring of these enterprise level deployments. So this is just another level in kind of that evolutionary process that I think Apple's moving on.
Yeah. And that's, you know, if I know Adigy well, they're going, I'd be very surprised if they didn't incorporate those Apple hardware tokens into their platform somehow. You know, Jason and his team are always at the very forefront, and there's other MDM solutions for Apple. It's not just Adigy. I mentioned Adigy because they're squarely in the MSP space, so they absolutely make sense. But Tony, on our next story, you're going to give me some new as a service that MSP should be offering?
Absolutely. In a story from MSP Today, from Matthew Vulpes, the future of infrastructure as a service and the impact on MSPs. Digital transformation has changed the world as we know it, and it's greatly shifted the business sector towards technology, with the most notable growth coming from the managed service provider, the MSP, sector. MSPs today have evolved to become IT experts across all functional areas, including trials, project management, installation, training, monitoring, maintenance, upgrades, and customer support, delivering services such as network, application, infrastructure, and security. The global managed service market was valued at $161.37 billion in 2021, and it was expected to reach $311 billion by 2027, registering a compound annual growth rate of 12.44%. The infrastructure as a service market, IaaS, is also a hot topic. The global IaaS market was forecasted to grow from $65.7 billion in 2021 to $82.93 billion in 2022. On top of this, the market is expected to grow at a CAGR, that's the compound annual growth rate, of 24% moving forward beyond 2022, with experts estimating the market value of $195.81 billion by 2026. So, Ray, I don't know if there's a better topic that we can talk about, though it's going to pique the interest in the very audience that we're pursuing, the MSP market, the MSP community, all of the listeners right now. How to make money. That's going to immediately make their ears go up. And all yep. I am seeing here is a ton of growth in infrastructure as a service. I'm talking about AWS. I'm talking about HPE GreenLake. I'm talking about Microsoft Azure. I'm talking about, well, Google Cloud. I don't know who's using Google Cloud, but still a great offering.
AWS is a good offering. Absolutely. Yeah.
But you know, infrastructure as a service is the place to be. This is our audience. This is where to make money. Give me your thoughts on this.
I'm just happy we're not talking about CAGR, because until you gave the definition, it was one of those things like I remember from business school. Like, I know I'm supposed to know this. I just, you know, it's like
that's the compounded annual growth rate. Just for everyone's edification, we had to stop for a second because I said CAGR. What's CAGR stand for? CAGR.
I was Googling it while you were, you know, when you had that little pause. So that's how you know when you're old, when you've forgotten stuff you should know. No, I mean, this is, I love to see this because, you know, MSPs are doing this. You know, most MSPs are comfortable with Azure, but AWS has strong offerings. GCS, don't sleep on GCS. Google has some amazing offerings too. And what makes me laugh is Google has some stuff that the others don't have, like Firebase. So if you want to do push notifications to mobile devices, to Android devices, you have to use Firebase. There's no other option. So even if your infrastructure is AWS or it's an Azure, or, you know, it doesn't matter what application or what you wrote it in, you still have to use Firebase. So, you know, Microsoft or Google is smart in that, but the ability to deploy out IaaS and Linode and OVH and some of these others are also getting into this play. It's not just the big three, but they're giving the ability to have this infrastructure ready to go so that you have the bare bones to build whatever you want, right? That's the big difference between platform as a service and infrastructure as a service. Infrastructure, you're giving the piping, you're giving the raw materials and the MSP or the architect or whatever is building it out. And I love to see when MSPs that are like top of their game, these are the ones that know how to build this stuff. These are the ones that know how to go in and say, give me your business case. Give me your business needs. I'm going to build you a solution in whatever the IaaS play is, but they know how to design this stuff.
MSPs, are you listening to what Ray just said? I cannot emphasize the importance of what Ray just said. The raw ingredients, having the talent to build that out because you understand what their needs are and you build it out correctly based on best practices and your experience. Sorry to interrupt you, Ray.
Sometimes you just
drop gold and you're so casual about it. And I'm like, no.
Well, it's the difference between, you know, talking about 150 a seat or 200 a seat to 300 or 400 an hour, right? We're talking about going from general practitioner to, you know, specialist surgeon. And it's not an education that's very difficult to get. All of these cloud providers are giving away free training. AWS has an MSP program. Microsoft absolutely has MSP programs. That's what CSP is. And so the education is out there. Go learn and go make a ton of money. And if you've built some really cool stuff, I'm not going to make Phil do the dolphin, but okay, yeah. If you built some really cool stuff, put it in the comments. Let us know. We want to know what you've built. And if you're brazen enough to tell us what you charge for it, we want to know that too. Now's your time to be braggadocious. But until we get those things for next episode, let's do some notables.
Let's do it.
In my first notable mention, Stack Overflow bans ChatGPT, written by Brandon Vigilario for The Register. OpenAI's ChatGPT, as we discussed on last episode, is not smart enough for Stack Overflow. According to a company policy entitled ChatGPT is banned, the average rate of correct answers from ChatGPT is too low. OpenAI posted in its blog that ChatGPT is a conversational AI and that it can answer follow-up questions, admit its mistakes, challenge inappropriate premises, and reject inappropriate requests. Stack Overflow said ChatGPT's answers have a high chance of being wrong, but its answers typically look good and are easily produced. However, the volume of its answers and the requirement for detailed reading by an expert to determine if these are correct has swamped the company's volunteer-based quality curation infrastructure. And to address this, Stack Overflow is going to take action against anyone posting answers generated by the AI. The company added that they have already reached out to OpenAI about the reported inaccuracies, but haven't heard back. In my second notable mention, FortiOS SSH bypass. FortiGuard Labs, or Fortinet, recently released an advisory that FortiOS and FortiProxy have an SSH authentication bypass when radius authentication is used. It lists the affected products with version 7.20 through 7.21 and below. It has the upgrade instructions on the same doc, which we will include in the show notes below. If you're using a Fortinet device, please check the doc and upgrade immediately if necessary.
And in my first notable mention from ArsTechnica.com, in a huge win for companies using Apple, Apple adds end-to-end encryption to iCloud device backups and more. End-to-end encryption is coming to most of iCloud with new optional features called Advanced Data Protection, according to Apple's announcement on Wednesday. Previously, 14 data categories within iCloud were protected. This new feature brings that count to 23, including photos, notes, voice memos, reminders, Safari bookmarks, and iCloud backups of the content on your devices. Not everything is encrypted in this way, though. Critically, the calendar and mail are untouched. Apple says they are not covered because of the need to interoperate with global email, contacts, and calendar systems. U.S.-based participants in the Apple Beta Software Program can start using Advanced Data Protection today, and it will roll out to more Americans by the year's end. I'd like to note that this is a follow-up to the previous story from earlier, where Apple also announced the use of YubiKeys for the next level of security in their products and services. And in my next notable mention, from SiliconANGLE.com, AWS, Google, Microsoft, and Oracle all get a piece of the Pentagon's $9 billion JWCC cloud computing contract. The Pentagon announced today that Amazon Web Services, Inc., Microsoft Corp., Google LLC, and Oracle Corp. have each been awarded a share of the $9 billion cloud computing contract that will run through 2028. The Joint Warfighting Cloud Capacity Contract is aimed at delivering enterprise-wide cloud computing capabilities to the U.S. Defense Department across all of its domains and classification levels. The four companies were competing for individual task orders, reports say. They were named as candidates for the multi-cloud, multi-vendor contract last year. This was previously awarded in full to Microsoft in 2019 by the Pentagon before suddenly canceling the JEDI contract in July 2020 for a distributed solution payout.
And in our feedback from the YouTubes, this Josh23 says, "Hi there. I just wanted to say I really enjoyed watching your video. Your content is always so informative and entertaining. Keep up the great work." That was from the AI bot when I started writing a YouTube video comment. You know what? I'll take it anyway, Josh. Thank you very much, man.
Jumping right into our community events, on December 12th through the 14th, an in-person event, GrowCon in Clearwater Beach, Florida. On the 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the MSP Dispatch presented by the MSP Media Network. And on December 15th at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the Tech Bar podcast, episode number 48 with Adam Anderson of Ansu's Capital. On December 16th, at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, the MSP Dispatch Weekly Wrap-Up, presented by Ray Orsini and yours truly, Tony Francisco. And finally, on December 16th at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, Channel Pitch, presented by The Channel Program.
This episode of MSP Dispatch is presented by Cloudy's Heroes. Every year, OIT Gives and OIT VoIP look forward to conducting the annual Toys for Tots Toy Drive in our gift matching program. Let's make a child's wish come true this holiday season by giving back to those in need. To make a donation, visit go.oit.co/cloudysheroes.
So how'd you like today's episode? If you liked it, hit the thumbs up button. If you didn't, go ahead and hit it three times. And if you want to hear more, go ahead and hit that subscribe button on YouTube or your favorite podcatcher. Did you know we also have a Discord where we post stories all week and we'll never ban ChatGPT? You can propose your own stories and even vote on which ones we'll cover. As my friend Rich Banky says, make sure to tell a friend. Also, be sure to follow us on social media at MSP Media TV. Have any questions? Email news@mspmedia.tv for answers on the next episode, or leave us a voicemail, 833-MSP-Network. Tony, you didn't get my, I'm not taking your $3 offer, but I will tell you that I will put an Apple AirTag and you can track me anytime.
It doesn't really matter, Ray. Now that I have one of these flipper ones that you gave me, which by the way is absolutely amazing. I've already taken your credit card and everyone else's credit card around me. Kelly is not happy about this at all, by the way. This is amazing. You are incredible. But the good thing is, if we all have these little NFC YubiKeys, you just pull them out. Everything. It doesn't even matter. Let me just pull it out. I got one behind my ear.
And since we're on camera, on air, Kelly, don't let him blame me for everything. He buys stuff on his own. All right. And with that, thank you, MSP audience. We appreciate you. We'll see you. Have a great weekend. Take care of yourselves and each other.
Love you all. Be safe.
This has been a broadcast of the MSP Media Network.
Cactoctin Creek Roundstone Rye Whiskey. It's a new one. Never tried that one.
Oh, shit. You're doing it now. Damn.
Oh, yeah. You got to get that new voice. I can't have you as the only sexy one, right? I got to be like, I'm Tony Francisco, and I'm Batman.
I'm drinking bourbon. Tony is allergic to bourbon, not because of an allergy, but he's not manly enough to drink it. Same result.
Tequila, Tony. Yeah,
I can do the tequila, but man,
absolutely. And if you're willing to go the other direction, you actually care about your data security. We can talk about it in our second top story in the security realm. Apple to roll out new cybersecurity feature. Un momento.
Go right for the bourbon. I love that. The bourbon heals all. Bourbon heals all.
It truly does. All right. I'll just start that from the top. Apple recently announced its plans to introduce three new cybersecurity features that better protect users' data. Advanced data. Good Lord. This is why we don't do this at 4 o'clock. And I realize I always struggle worse on the Thursdays because it's like my Friday. I'm ready to go home, play some Call of Duty, but all right. Good Lord. All right. Apple recently announced its plans to introduce three new cybersecurity features that better protect users' data. Advanced data protection, the iMessage. Stop laughing at me, Marissa. So Marissa's sitting behind me just cracking up. All right. All right. One more time.
How are you going to make some money? All I'm hearing. I think you were just on mute.
I was.
That was the best part. let me jump through that. I don't know what I just inhaled. I inhaled the dog hair or something. That when you, oh my god, you're on mute. Okay, so here we go. And in my notable mention from ArsTechnica.com, in a huge win for companies using Apple, Apple adds end-to-end encryption for cloud device. There we go. And in my first notable mention, in a story from ArsTechnica.com, in a huge win for companies using Apple, Apple ends. Hold on, here we go. Because of the need to interoperate with global email contacts and calendar systems, I completely hosed that one, you guys. Let me repeat that line. US-based participants in the Apple beta software program can start using U.S.-based participants in the Apple Beta Software Program can start using advanced data protection today, and it will not... I can't... Words. Okay, I got this. Ready? Here we go. U.S. part... me. Can you say the first word? Hold on. And in the next notable mention from SiliconANGLE.com, AWS, Google, and Microsoft. I, you know what? I am struggling. Well, last time, last take. Here we go.